السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In today's nasiha, we discuss and advice we discuss how to protect oneself from crime and kidnapping, hijacking, and all these type of calamities and misfortune. First and foremost, why does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala put us through such conditions? We need to understand the reason and the rationale. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيًا. Almighty Allah sets forth an example of a town, a city, a country. So the example is for all times, all places. The noun here is nakira, a common noun, qariya. And Almighty Allah gives examples. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that people wonder, ponder and reflect over it. So قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. The people were living in peaceful conditions. They were well satisfied, contentment, everything. يَأْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They used to receive their sustenance, provision from all corners, easily. Now the inmates, the citizens, the residents of that country, of that place there, what they did, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They made kufran and ni'mat. They were ungrateful, unthankful for the bounties that were recurring, showering upon them. Thereafter, action, reaction, cause and effect, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Hence, Almighty Allah let them taste the garment of poverty. Jew, people are unemployed, people are retrenched, people are told that they must go on retirement. So many problems. Well, khawf and fear. We live in fear. Kidnapping, hijacking, and so many other problems. Allah alone make hifazat and protect us. Bima kanu yasnaun, because of your own actions. So what is the lesson we learned here? O Ummah, each one of us, instead of judging others, we need to do introspection. We need to be grateful, thankful to Allah. So what is the shukr? Everything Allah gave us, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our health, our wealth. So we need to use it in the manner that is pleasing to Allah. Now we all know with our eyes how much haram we are watching, with our ears how much haram we are hearing, with our tongue how much haram we are speaking. Our income is questionable, so our actions are doubtful. So many things, A to Z. So each one of us, we need to change. And when we change, then Almighty Allah will increase the bounties and favors. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Now that if you are grateful, I'll increase my bounties and favors. Wala in kafartum, if you are ungrateful, inna adhabi la shadid, then my punishment is very severe. We can have the best of houses, the best of cars, the best of gadgets, yet we will live in fear. Let us see certain actions we can do that attracts the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then we are protected by divine protection. Number one, our five daily salat we must read on time. See what Quran Kareem states, Hafidhu ala salawati was salatil husta, that guard your salat, all of them, and especially the middle salat, and that is Asr salat, according to majority of the ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So we must be particular, meticulous of our salat, and that will envelope us with the mercy of Allah. So Asr time is a big test. People are in the shop, at their job, the hustle, the bustle, the traffic, so many things going on. And Man swalla subaha fawa fi dhimmatillah. Whosoever performed the Fajr Salat on time, the men in the masjid, the women at home, they are under the divine protection of Almighty Allah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So each one of us, Fajr Salat, we must read, summer, winter, anytime, hail, sun, whatever it is. So on time, not during sunrise and after sunrise. So we must make sure all our Salat, we are meticulous and particular about it, reading it on time. Thereafter, when we emerge from our homes, now we're leaving our home, we're going to shop, job, whatever, we're going to the hospital to visit some ill person. So teach our children, our wives, our husbands, all of them. So read this following dua. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Three phrases. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely only on Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, no might to let me go towards good deeds. And there is no might and power to make me abstain from and refrain from vices and sin except Allah. When a person reads these three phrases, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, four things will happen. And the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hudita, the person will be guided. Allah will bless that person with nur, radiance and effulgence. And then kufita, the needs of that person will be taken care of. Wawukita, and divine protection, Allah will protect us from kidnapping, hijacking, rape, and so many other crimes. Allah alone protect us. And thereafter, remember that watanaha anhu shaitan. The shaitan runs away, goes far, far away from that person. Make it your routine, O Muslim. Daily we will read this dua whenever we emerge and leave our homes. The next dua we should read all times after salat, in sajda, and other, out of salat. Fallahu khairun hafidha. Allah is the best one to protect us. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The dua Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam read. Anbiya alayhi salam, the messengers, peace be upon him, their duas are always very effective. Allah Jalla wala send wahi and revelation to them. So read that dua. One last prescription, and that is daily give charity. Whether it is 1 rand, 1 rupee, $1, whatever it is in cash or kind to any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim. And see, Almighty Allah will protect us. Inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab al-Rabbi. When you spend in the path of Allah, it extinguishes the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah. Wa tadfa'u mitat as-sawt. And it repels an evil death. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will protect that person in this worldly life. And at the time of death, that person will have a respectful death, dying with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So let us try all this and beg Almighty Allah to protect us, protect our iman, our Islam, protect our families, our children, protect our health, our wealth, our assets, and protect the entire ummah and all our muqaddasat and holy places. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.